Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Out in the sticks with the squirrels and the ticks and my 30-06. Running out of Miller Lite, trucks in park. The dog won't bark, couple hours till dark. Wishing one would walk by. Might as well left my gun in the gun rack. Been here all day. All I kill's a 12-pack. Sitting here waiting on a deer.
Welcome to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us once again. My name is Tony Colombo. Here with producer Carl Middleman.
Hello.
And my partner, Bo Matthews. Bo, how's it going, my friend?
That is the greatest thing about that song in country music. It includes alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, known by our president as the AFT.
He won. He won an award this week, Entertainer of the Year. Drinking Beer, Wasting Bullets by Luke Bryan.
Look, I just like I just get caught up in the story that's being told because I can put myself in that, in exactly the situation that he is describing, and I get lost.
The only thing you killed was a 12-pack?
Not Miller Lite, Natural Lite.
Right.
But that's the only difference between me and that song. So, welcome into today's show. We've got a lot to talk about. We appreciate you joining us. We are going to get out into the great outdoors in today's show and talk a little bit about that. We are also going to talk a lot about what is happening in the world of the Second Amendment and gun rights and what is happening with those throughout the country, both federally and on a statewide basis. First thing I do want to talk about, though, is speaking of the great outdoors, the news broke this week that we set a world record here in the state of Missouri.
Twice.
And now podcast downloads of Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors.
We did set that, but we also set a world fishing record out at Lake Wapapello. The Missouri Department of Conservation this week officially recognized a new state record for the largest spotted gar. And according to the MDC, the fish is large enough to set the world record as well. Wow. The fish was caught on February 25th, but it was just revealed and confirmed this past week. 10-pound, 9-ounce spotted gar on Lake Wapapello, and that is really, really cool. Guy's name was Devlin Rich, who apparently is not an easy man to get a hold of. We tried to talk to Devlin because I wanted to hear the story, but we weren't able to get a hold of him.
Not want to be found.
Yeah, there was also a state record set this week, a fishing state record set this week, and the gentleman who set that record, I think, is going to join us on the show next week.
He will be with us next week.
We will get a record-setting fish story whenever we talk to him next week. So I'm looking forward to that.
Now, have either of you caught or tasted gar?
I have. I've accidentally hooked a gar.
Did you fry it up, though?
No.
I heard a story about...
I cut the line before I got it in the boat.
I heard a story about gar. When you catch a gar, you're supposed to set it out in the sun on a piece of wood. Then, when it's dry, throw the gar away and eat the wood.
Eat the wood.
Because it's that bad.
So, I'm going to use this opportunity to tell my fish story.
Uh-oh.
Again, it is a fish story.
Yeah, there's a reason
it's a tale.
Yeah, it's called
There's a reason that I title it that. But the every detail that I'm about to tell you is absolutely true. There is no part of this story that is exaggerated.
Fabricated.
Fabricated fake. Or exaggerated. Mm. The assumption.
It was 24 inches long.
The assumption at the end is the only part that.
Is up in the air.
Is up in the air. And I admit that it's an assumption.
Which is assuming.
I have an assumption that I hold the Missouri state record for the largest crappie ever caught in the state of Missouri. Here's the story. We were out. Gosh, it's been a long time ago now. 5 or 6 years ago, at least.
Back in the olden days.
On my little John boat on a lake called Sunfish Lake up in North County. And it was my friend Perry Woods and myself, who are 95% of my fishing time is spent with Perry. And we were fishing for bass because that's what we fish for. And
you like fishing for bass. That's what you
prefer. That's our goal. And Sunfish Lake is known for its big fish. It's not a lake that produces very large numbers, but when you do get a fish, it's typically a big fish. And they have big crappie in there as well. And as anybody will know, from time to time, a crappie will hit a bass lure like a crankbait or something. And so I catch this fish, and it's a crappie. And it's the biggest crappie I've ever seen, but I don't fish for crappie, so I don't have very much experience with them. But right. I am amazed at the size of this thing. We take a couple pictures of it because I wanted to send it to my dad and my uncle and say, look at the size of this freaking crappie that I caught. So took a couple pictures, threw it back in the water, went on about my day.
Did you weigh it?
Caught
it?
No, because I don't know
he
anything
tossed
about
it.
I just threw it back in. I don't know anything about crappie. I didn't even care. I was more upset that I caught a crappie than anything.
Wasted the time.
Yeah,
the
it was a but it was a huge fish. It was a big old crappie. So I did take a picture of it. So I still have the pictures. And because like I said, my dad and my uncle, I always joke about how there's a point in every bass fisherman's life that they get to a certain age and they become crappie fishermen. So it happened to my dad and my uncle had crossed that line and had been getting more and more into crappie fishing. So I thought it'd be fun to send him the picture of this big old fish. So we finished the day. I had a pretty good day. I caught a couple of really nice size bass, largemouth bass as well. And as we are at the boat ramp, loading back up onto the truck, there is a grandfather who is probably in his 60s, late 60s, something like that. Dad who is probably in his 40s, like me. And then a kid who is probably like 9 or 10. So it was obviously a family, grandpa, dad, kid going fishing in the afternoon, and Perry and I are done. So they're loading in as we're loading out, so we're passing each other there by the boat ramp. And I had stepped away and was up by the truck, putting some things in the truck. Perry was still down by the boat, and the son is having a conversation with Perry. Hey, how'd you guys do? Are they biting today? What's going on? And Perry said, I had a pretty good day, but this mother freaker, and points at me,
oh, hello.
And says, but this guy had a great day. He caught some big old bass and a big old crappie. And the dad says, how big was the crappie? And Perry says, I don't know, 5 or 6 pounds. And the guy says, no way. There's no crappie that's 5 or 6 pounds. So I'm up at the truck. I'm not hearing any of this conversation. And all of a sudden, Perry's yelling at me, Tony, bring the picture of the crappie. Bring the picture of that crappie. Because this guy is like saying to Perry, get out of here.
There ain't no way. Yeah.
So we bring it out. So I walk my phone down, hand it to him. They show him the picture. The guy's like, holy cow. He calls his dad over, the old man. Old man comes over and he says, holy cow. He's like, you caught that here today? And we said, yeah. And he said, where is it? And I said, I threw it back. He said, did you weigh it? I said, no. He said, that might be a record. And I said, no, get out of here. And he said, he said, no. He's like, that might be a record. I've never seen a bigger crappie. So we ended up looking it up. And I can't remember the number now. But the state record at the time it was something like 5.5 pounds for a crappie. Look it up. And so, yeah, I don't know because I didn't weigh it. My guess is it was around 5 or 6 pounds, and I have the pictures of it. And go ahead.
I just looked it. I just
Missouri
looked it
state
up.
Record for crappie.
The first result I get is black crappie, 4 pounds, 8 ounces in a private pond.
So there you go. This thing was probably Tony. Five. Yeah. So there is a possibility that I threw back the state record crappie without knowing it.
But just think, it's bigger.
You just have a story.
but I have the pictures and I have witnesses. That's my story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And you have not gone back to that same waterway?
We've fished in that lake dozens of times since then. I've never caught that big of a crappie ever again. I've never seen a crappie that big. I didn't even know they got that big.
I have grass carp in my pond that are literally half the. When my wife's holding on to it, it's like up to her waist. These things are like submarines. They are huge.
That's awesome.
And my lake is like crystal clear. Those are still there.
Okay, are still there. It's the catfish that were taken? Harvested?
Well, I think they're down low.
They just don't eat anymore? You know, they just quit eating?
No. Well, they're bottom feeders anyway.
Right.
No, I'm telling you, the fireworks that my neighbors blow off
made their appetites go away.
It scared him. And even Mike Marfeld confirmed that could do that.
Uh-huh. I don't think he confirmed that it would make them stop eating.
So I had my cousin bring his little boy up last year in August and caught a catfish in my lake. And the line broke just as they got it to the shore. So it goes back out. He cast out again, catches the same fish. This time it stayed on the line and it had the second hook in the mouth. Of this exact, so that's the one catfish I know is in there.
It's a hungry fish.
That's great. Carl has given me the rap sign, so we got to take a break. We've got a great show on tap for you, though. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to talk to our friend Amy Markscores from KMOX. She is a big outdoors person.
She's a
runner. She's a hiker. And so we're going to get a chance to talk to her about that a little bit. Also want to get her thoughts on the president's recent actions in the world of the Second Amendment. Go ahead, Bo.
I just want to punch in. I'm still researching the crappie. The white crappie record, March 5th, 2000, in Poplar Bluff, 4 pounds, 9 ounces. Tony Colombo, the world record home.
I'm telling you. Yeah. State record. State. I'm not claiming anything. I don't want to get too... I don't want to get too big for my britches here. So,
as you're telling the story, I'm thinking of that story we had last year, the catfish in the Mississippi. Man, that was a cool story. Anyway,
if I can find that picture of the crappie. And maybe we can post it. I know I have it somewhere.
Yeah.
My dad had it blown up as a way to mock me afterwards.
Good dad.
Yeah. So Amy Markscores is going to join us a little bit later on in the show. After this break, we're going to talk to our friends from Osage County Guns. Don't go anywhere. It's Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo, producer Carl Middleman,
Pew Pew,
and Bo Matthews here. Thank you so much for joining us. If you miss anything on today's show, like my fascinating story about setting the Missouri record for the largest crappie ever
caught.
The unofficial. The assumed state
undocumented
record.
Undocumented.
The undocumented assumed record. There's documentation. Now, hold on. There's documentation. There's some documentation.
There would be an
There's
expert.
Photographic
evidence
of this fish.
Like Bigfoot.
Yeah, no, this is a very clear picture of
if
me holding
an
a fish.
If you had an expert look at the pictures, they could tell you how much it was.
They might be able to, you know, they might be able to determine the exact length by the picture and then and then also calculate the probable weight. I don't think that's enough to claim the record, but I'm just saying. I probably have the same
record. The photo would be time-stamped, so we have documentation of when it happened.
That's
and
right.
Geocoded,
I know
so we know where.
Yeah. Oh. Exactly. It's geocoded and everything. That's right. I put a little microchip in the fish after I caught it so we can go find it again if we need to. if you missed that story and you would like to hear it again, or you miss anything from today's show and you'd like to hear it again, make sure you check out our podcast. You can get the Second Amendment Radio podcast just about anywhere you get podcasts, but I would recommend the Odyssey app. It used to be the radio.com app. We have changed the name of that to Odyssey. So if you have been thinking about downloading our app, look for Odyssey in your Google Play Store or your App Store. And with that Odyssey app, you can download this podcast and every other podcast, every other show's podcast on the station. You can stream the station 24/7. You can rewind live radio. Lots of great stuff there with the Odyssey app. So make sure you go and check that out. Not only do we release this radio show as a podcast. In fact, we give you the opportunity to get this show before it even airs. Show, of course, airs on Saturdays and Sundays on 97.1 FM Talk and KMOX. But the podcast drops on Fridays, and then we have a podcast exclusive that comes out every Monday. So two opportunities to download podcasts from us every week, and we appreciate you doing that, and we appreciate you sharing it with anybody else in your life that you think might appreciate the kind of conversations that we have here on the show. Let's go ahead and bring in our friends from Osage County Guns, one of the great sponsors of this show and this station. We always appreciate talking to John and Jake, from Osage County Guns. Fellas, how's it going?
Good. Am I mistaken you for Joe Biden there?
Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
That was a mistake. That was, wow. Yeah.
John, what do you think of his fish story?
They didn't hear the whole story. They didn't hear the whole
story. But they know you.
I'm not buying it.
Even with photographic evidence.
The Cliff Notes version is I may have caught the state record crappie, Missouri state record, not knowing what I had. I took a picture of the fish because I knew it was the biggest crappie that I had ever seen, but I have no experience with crappie. So I took a picture to send it to my dad and my uncle as a gag, saying, look at the size of this freaking crappie. And then later on found out that it may have been big enough to be a state record. If you believe that, I do have the pictures. Some people don't believe the story. I have witnesses.
Produce the picture.
I will. I certainly will.
Maybe it'll be the podcast photo if you could do that, Carl.
I'll try. If he shows it. If he finds it.
Yeah, I will. I know exactly where the picture's at. I will find it. I will produce that evidence. So, fellas, last time we talked, the president and many Democrats in Washington, D.C. were threatening executive action and pushing for various gun control legislation. What have you guys heard, like, on your end officially? Is anyone, I don't even know how that works. So if a new law does get passed, like when President Trump wrote the executive order to ban bump stocks, how does that information get disseminated to you guys in the industry? Like, who tells you, hey, you can't sell this piece of equipment anymore? How does that work?
Yeah, it would need to come down, depending on the specific type of action, it would either need to come down from the ATF. So I think that the bump stocks, I think, was an ATF interpretation of regulation. And from my recollection, ATF basically sent out an official, you know, like a letter or notice that they had reinterpreted, you know, the regulations, and under that new interpretation that they were, you know, designating bump fire stocks, the stocks themselves, as machine guns. Mm. Now the problem you run into is when you issue an edict like that, if it contradicts written law, then, you know, obviously it opens up this huge gray area. And there has been a recent case involving the bump fire stocks where they ruled that unconstitutional. Now, I don't know if it's in an appeals stage now, but that's my last, I guess, you know, update from from some recent court cases where, you know, that was overturned, but it may not be the end of it.
Gotcha.
Pistol braces, that's the new target. Pistol braces are, you know, obviously now the boogeyman.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the focus is on.
Go ahead, Bo.
And can I interject here, because the way that I understand it, I do not own a pistol brace. They look awesome. I think it's fantastic. But isn't it kind of crazy that that we would want to, I mean, the idea of a pistol brace, and you can agree or disagree or help me explain, is to help you with your accuracy when you are firing a 9mm, 45, whatever. It's to help you with your accuracy, correct?
Initially, it was designed by I believe a wounded veteran who lost the use, or may have been an amputee, and it was used to allow the shooter to be able to fire it and hold it with just one hand, and it straps onto your forearm. So it kind of straps on your forearm by design and allows you to then shoot it with just the one hand, where because of the size and weight, it would be less practical without something to help stabilize it. So that
would help with accuracy, right? Correct?
Yeah. I mean, in that situation where you have immobility, or, you know, not full functional, you know, if you lose an arm, or you have, you know, somebody who's had a stroke or something where they don't have full mobility in both arms, or you've had to lose one for various reasons, you know, right. It would allow for that.
It was created out of necessity, but then other people that were able-bodied enjoyed having that accuracy with firing with one arm. So basically,
it's a novelty. It's cool. Like you said, it's cool. Some people just think it's cool. Gun collectors want to have, you know, something unique in their collection. Go ahead.
And there has been some flip-flopping with interpretations from the ATF over the years on the braces and the actual use. So the problems come down to, I guess, the way regulations are written and then the definitions and interpretations, because a pistol is not really made to be fired from the shoulder, but a pistol brace looks a whole lot like a stock.
Mm-hmm.
And so what ended up happening was that people were putting pistol braces on their firearms and then shooting them from the shoulder. And what's a bit strange, and I don't want to like really dive too deep into this, is the way the ATF does it, but the ATF issues responses to inquiries. So the initial brace that was designed was sent to the ATF as, you know, designed as a brace, and the ATF said, okay, as this is designed, this would be legal. And then somebody else sends them a letter and says, can I shoulder this? And then another person sends a letter and another. So what ends up happening is it's not like really an officially published policy. And Jake might correct me if I'm kind of reciting this thing wrong, but I don't think the ATF has actually come out and said publicly, you know, all braces are legal under these circumstances. It's always a case-by-case basis of a design of a brace and the application of the brace on the firearm. So now where we're at today is that because braces are big and bad and scary, and they want to essentially turn them into short barrel rifles. So they would be more regulated if Joe Biden has his way, but it doesn't change or prevent somebody from using a firearm in a crime and committing murder because if you're going to commit murder, you don't really care about the configuration of your weapon.
You're kind of getting exactly to where I was going with this, in that are these things even – I remember with bump stocks, like they were a novelty. It wasn't like a popular thing. It was just used in that Vegas shooting and got popular – you know, so it all of a sudden became the boogeyman. But it was like – it wasn't even something that people were using in regular life or in crimes in any large number.
Are we keeping
anybody safe by focusing on stabilizing braces? Go ahead.
All that they'll do is create a new class of felons if they do make that a law.
Right.
People that own them and possess them would then, you know, overnight become felons. That's what they do with the bump fire stocks. But I think the difference between the bump fire stock situation and the pistol brace is that they actually stated that bump fire stocks were machine guns. The piece of plastic was a machine gun, even though it is obviously not a real firearm.
Yeah, it's not even a firearm itself, right? Yeah, that's incredible.
That was one of the problems they had, yeah.
So whether it be the braces, they have talked about changing the background check system in multiple different ways. Have you guys heard anything from the ATF about any of this, or do you know as much as we do from just watching the news?
Yeah,
there's been no clarification on anything. We could spend hours on this topic, and I would go into
that's
a lot more definitely.
I think it's also something worth noting is that I don't think I would really call pistol braces a novelty like bump fire stocks.
Okay.
They are far more prevalent than bump fire stocks.
Gotcha. Yeah, good. Oh, that's good to know.
Millions of them, because gun manufacturers are building and shipping guns with them pre-installed. So
gotcha.
The vast majority of, pistol caliber carbine or, you know, like an AR-15 style gun in a pistol configuration, more are shipping with braces than without.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So the problem that we run into is ATF is originally was a regulatory type of their issues, right? So they're a regulatory. So they, meaning they're there to tell you what you do right or wrong. They're there to create laws to keep people safe.
Right.
Right. So now we're having a federal agency start to dictate that if you use something improperly, you're now a felon.
Right.
Because you are their opinion. You're trying to intent is to create a short barrel rifle by placing a pistol stabilizing brace. Well, if we're going to really start going after everybody that uses something improperly, there's a whole. I mean, we as people in general are stupid and we do stupid things.
Right.
So you can look at every. You can watch YouTube for hours and look at everybody that has used something improperly.
Like
and
a now, phone while you're
so
driving.
Now we're trying to convict everybody that they are a felon because you used a stabilizing brace improperly. I could take a handgun and put a handgun to my shoulder and pull the trigger on it. I would look like an idiot. I wouldn't hit anything. What am I now a felon because I used it improperly?
So another one of the ridiculous conversations that's being had is holding gun manufacturers responsible for actions taken, crimes committed with their firearms.
Yeah, that's...
Go ahead.
I see that as a roundabout way of just bleeding the industry dry. So if they can't, you know, if they can't outright ban the guns, they'll open up everybody to lawsuits and then sue you out of business. And they're already trying, you know, the banks are already trying to stop firearm companies from operating by tightening access or even just canceling their accounts outright. So this is another way by trying to open up the liability, you know, they'll fund all the lawsuits themselves. And every time there's any shooting, they'll just stack civil suits up on everybody who's touched or owned that firearm or, you know, dealers, distributors, manufacturers. And they're just trying to put the industry under.
Go ahead, Bo.
Of the approximately 400 million guns that are out in this country, I would say the vast majority are law-abiding citizens. And we've talked about this on this program before, that it seems like, you know, if they want to, you know, tax, you know, high caliber magazine or high capacity magazines or firearms, I just don't know how they're going to be able to do that. And that's why it seems like a money grab. And of course, we learned a few weeks ago, before any of these mass shootings, you know, happened after a, you know, a pause, that it's heartbreaking that it's so opportunistic. It is not on the major scale of, oh, we need to make sure all law-abiding citizens are paying this amount for the things that they. It just doesn't seem fair, because the problem that we are having in major cities around the country are not law-abiding citizens. Yeah. They will still get their guns. They will still not pay taxes or fees on the things that they own. They just don't. How about fix that problem? Yeah. We have a morality issue in this country.
And I mean, you could say the same thing for, you know, look at things they've legalized like marijuana. There's still a huge underground market because of the taxes. So it's, you know, I mean, this is all anecdotal, but, you know, from everything I've seen and heard, you know, just because the state legalizes it doesn't mean that it actually eliminates the illegal trade of marijuana, because the taxes are probably 50 or 70% or whatever they are.
Yeah. I hate this. Go ahead, Jake.
I don't drink alcohol, and so maybe you guys, some of those people that do, so I'm speaking somewhat ignorantly here, I guess, but if I go out and get drunk and I cause an accident, can that family now sue Budweiser?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or can they sue Chevrolet because you're driving a Silverado? Like, that's exactly right.
Like, at what point do we start opening up so many issues because, again, somebody used something incorrectly?
Right.
I hate this
because we always, I'm not even close to, and like Jake said a minute ago, we could talk hours about this. I'm not even close through all the questions that I have for John and Jake, but unfortunately we are almost out of time. We got to get you guys back on soon and maybe get you on the podcast so we can get deeper into some of these issues. We will definitely get you back on soon, because this is not over with. And as the Democrats and the president progress with these issues, they are obviously going to affect gun owners, you know, around the country, our listeners, and then we've got to talk about some things that the state of Missouri is working on to combat those issues. So, got to get you guys back on really soon to talk about that. Before we let you go, what is the latest out at Osage County Guns?
Believe it or not, we actually do have some ammo for sale on the floor.
It's been a while.
Is it
getting out of the box and onto the shelves, or are you just selling it directly out of the box?
it's on the shelf.
On the pallet
on the floor.
There you go.
We are getting a little bit better selection on some of our firearms, so that's picked up a bit. And I think, you know, over the next couple of months, we're going to be continuing to fill out, you know, and hopefully by the summer, late summer, cases will be full. So find us on Google, you know, take a drive. You're bored, take a drive. You know, since we've got ammo, that's obviously easy justification for the drive.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a beautiful store, 6,000 square feet of retail space, Osage County Guns out in Wright City. You got to get out there and check it out. That's John Dawson and Jake Fair. Guys, thank you so much for sponsoring the show and for joining us and for providing such great insight every time we talk to you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe.
Yeah, back at you. All right, take a quick break. We'll talk to our friend Amy Mark Scores when we get back to Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. Big thanks again to Osage County Guns, John Dawson and Jake Fair. Great sponsors of the show. Also, just always great insight into the firearms industry whenever we talk to those guys. If you missed any of that conversation, make sure you check out our podcast. Get the Second Amendment Radio podcast anywhere you get podcasts. I recommend the Odyssey app as being the best place to do so for many, many reasons. The show podcast goes on Fridays, and the podcast exclusive goes out on Mondays, so you get two chances to download the download podcasts of this show. Our friend Amy Mark Scores from Camo X is going to be joining us here momentarily. She's going to be sticking around for that podcast exclusive, so make sure you download that when it comes out on Monday. We're going to talk to Amy about some of the gun laws that we were just talking with to John and Jake about, some of the movement that has been made in Washington, D.C. by the president and other Democrats. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the great outdoors and her experiences out there hiking, running, all that stuff as well. And of course, anytime we're talking about the great outdoors here on the show, Bo, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory in De Pere on Manchester Road. They are a gun concierge, not a giant store, but a specific store. If you are looking for a suppressor, those are your guys. And I just want to say here, I received a picture from Jesse, one of the owners. Jesse and Brad own the place. Jesse is fishing this week. He's finally able to take a breath. Tony, I'll send you the pictures, but man, I mean, we're talking a huge rack of fish. They've got probably record holders.
Did he set the state record for crappie?
Maybe, you can find them at RazorbackArmory.com. Tell them Bo sent you when you go in.
So let's get Amy on the line while we have a few minutes left here on the show. And again, make sure you check out the podcast exclusive this week for more with Amy Mark Scores. Amy, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. You bet. So I don't want to speak for you, but if you could just kind of tell us your perspective on things. Obviously, on this show, we talk to, you know, hardcore gun people a lot, or, sure, you know, people that are in the industry. Bo and I are both gun owners, and so obviously very protective of the Second Amendment and that sort of stuff. I know that you you're somebody who supports the Second Amendment, but you are, I think, like many more people out there, are not necessarily considered, you know, like a gun person. So right, you may look at some of these things that are happening, these laws that are being talked about from a different perspective, and that's exactly why I wanted to talk to you today. But yeah, just kind of when it comes to the Second Amendment and gun rights and that sort of stuff, what are your basic beliefs and thoughts?
Right, and just so people know, I'm not a gun owner, and I don't know the minutiae when it comes to all the different types of guns, right? And maybe that makes me a good representative of a lot of people out there.
I think it does.
Yes, but I'm also pro-Second Amendment, and so people know where I'm coming from. I was homeschooled, right? And I was like an old school homeschooler in the late 80s and early 90s when I think every kid got like camouflage for their birthday. My friends had ghillie suits. I didn't, but my friends did, and that was normal. And so, you know, I understand all of the Second Amendment arguments, and our school mascot was the Constitution. At the same time, I do realize there is a proliferation of guns and guns being used in ways that they shouldn't be. I know technology has changed. So where I stand is much more moderate. I'm a conservative, very much in the sense of, as the saying goes, I'm standing athwart history yelling stop, like all good conservatives do. And that means when it comes to gun laws, I don't like these sweeping legislation proposals that would decimate the Second Amendment. But I'm also careful when it comes to, no pun intended, the Wild West of gun ownership. Because I do know that all of the gun owners I know are responsible, law-abiding gun owners.
Amy, is there a reason why you haven't tried out going to a shooting range? Or is there a personal reason why you haven't chose to be a gun owner?
Yes, it is because I drop and break things all the time. And
okay, good call.
I think physically...
Those are limitations.
Physically, I don't have the coordination. I think falling in the shower is a very real threat for me, that type of thing. And so I feel like I would be a bad person to own a gun. I have trouble with three-hole punchers. So I just know my limitations, even though I am a big supporter of people having guns to protect themselves. I know female...
And protect you.
Yes, exactly. I know female reporters who own guns, and I'm thinking, my goodness, I would never take away her right to protect herself if she's a criminal investigative reporter. I mean, that alone is a good answer. But, you know, when it comes to, for instance, red flag laws, what can we do to make laws that would protect the rights of gun owners but also try to cut down on incidents that we see, like mass shootings? I'm not against a carefully constructed red flag law, because when you look at some of these mass shooters, my goodness, the red flags were everywhere with what they were
the
posting
on signs,
social
the
media.
The warning signs are everywhere.
Right. And that is something where if we're able to enact due process, you know, let people say, okay, you have to be a close enough relative or employer or whatever of a person who's showing these red flags. And then there is due process where the guns are taken away for, say, 48 hours or 72 hours while that person is checked. That could go a long way in helping prevent some of these tragedies.
Well, we've often talked about it being the mass shooter situations are a lot of times mental health issues, not always, but sometimes. And I think that to have people evaluated and to have families go, hey, we care about our kid, but, you know, they're doing some strange things and I need to, you know, talk to somebody about that. I do want to mention this, Amy, to you. If it gives you any comfort, a lot of women, my wife included, are a better shot. For some reason, they are level-headed, they're calmer, whatever that is. So if you ever decided to do that, know that you have that advantage right out of the gate because, you know, your blood pressure stays cool and calm. And so, you know, you never know.
Yeah, and my mom doesn't own a gun, but she does have her top shooter's card. Not sure how she got it. I think she's only been a couple of times at a shooting range. And I will say, I did go to a shooting range for my 23rd birthday, and we had the shooting range to ourselves, and we used everything from like a handgun to the gun that the police use with the that's why I don't even know it. It felt like a semi-automatic. I don't know what it is, but
probably
it was a police gun. Okay, to what is the Dirty Harry gun? We used that.
44 Magnum.
Yep.
Yes, the 44 Magnum. And so I was surprised by how intimidated by the guns I was. Because, I mean, this was at the height of me like playing ice hockey and being this tough athlete and thinking I was so cool. And I was very intimidated by the guns. And it was fun. I don't think gun ownership is for me, but I support the rights of others. Can I ask you a question?
Well, you know what? Let's let's hold that for the podcast exclusive. It's a perfect tease to remind folks to download the podcast exclusive
on Monday.
That's exactly right. on Monday's podcast exclusive with Amy Mark Scores, because there's a lot to talk about there. I want to get into that red flag discussion a little bit. And there's also lots of other ways that people can defend themselves. You don't have to buy a gun if you're not ready to introduce yourself yourself to that. You know, there's pepper sprays and taser options, and there's lots of other things that people can do to protect themselves. You don't have to go out to your local gun store and buy that 44 Magnum, you know, as your first purchase. So, Amy, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for sticking around. Make sure you guys check out the podcast exclusive. Download that when it comes out on Monday. And we're going to wrap up today's show for Carl Middleman and my partner, Bo Matthews. I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.